And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 13th of December, 2011. It was on this date, 1577, Sir Francis Drake set off on a trip around the world for Queen Elizabeth I to sail the Atlantic in search of Australia and to raid Spanish ships and steal their gold. He sailed around North and South America through the Strait of Magellan, up the Pacific coast, raiding, pillaging for half a year, a gentleman pirate, no violence. He came to Northern California, then through the Indian Ocean, around the Cape of Good Hope, and home to England, his ship laden with gold and silver and spices. It's the birthday, the 375th birthday, of the United States Army National Guard, formed in Salem, Massachusetts, 1636, the oldest branch of the military, a militia which organized all able-bodied men in the colony to participate in the defense of the colony, serving in nightly guard detail and weekly drills. It's the birthday of Mark Connelly, born in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, 1890. His parents were actors. He became a theater critic, and in 1930 he wrote his famous play, Green Pastures. Connelly was bald, and one day a man felt Connolly's head and said, "Why, your head feels as smooth as my wife's behind." And Connelly reached up and felt his own head and said, "So it does, so it does." He was not an ambitious writer, Connelly, and George S. Kaufman once said, "Charles Dickens dead writes more than Mark Connelly alive." It's the birthday of the poet James Wright, Martins Ferry, Ohio, 1927, industrial town. His father worked in the glass factory there. Wright joined the Army, went to Kenyon College on the GI Bill. His first book of poetry, The Green Wall, came out in 1956, and then St. Judas, and then The Branch Will Not Break, and seven other collections. James Wright, who said, "Sometimes there is a force of life like the spring which mysteriously takes shape without your even having asked it to take shape. And this is frightening. It is terribly frightening. Being a poet sometimes puts you at the mercy of life, and life is not always merciful." And it's the birthday of Beth Lissick, 1968, Bay Area, California, author most recently of Helping Me Help Myself, One Skeptic, Ten Self-Help Gurus, and A Year on the Brink of the Comfort Zone. Here's a poem for today by David Citino. Italian couple exposed in photo booth tryst. Caught in flagrant, stowing away in steerage a do-it-yourself love boat. Privacy is hard to come by. Lovers need to find new ways to say so long. They had an hour before his sad train withdrew from the terminal, leaving her unsatisfied in the way only one left bereft on the brink can be. They'd have gotten away with it had their passion not pounded, rocked the booth, shaking the curtain. Two actors fumbling for the same grand entrance as tourists and commuters thronging in the Genoa train station swelled to an audience outside the hot flashing bower of bliss. We can't be content with the art of being human in the dark, our grand dance. We need to make acts of art of the very acts of life, so that later, in the tranquility we're doomed as humans to undergo for long spells, or briefly, every now and then, we can know what it is not to be silent, cold, alone. A poem by David Citino, Italian couple exposed in photo booth tryst, from The Invention of Secrecy, published by Ohio State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Constant Contact, offering email marketing tools and resources to help market small businesses during the holiday season. Learn more at constantcontact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.